Blog Talk Radio.
Put your left foot in front of your right foot and walk with me through the city of Shah, where the vultures be. Have you heard that the city crime? Sociologists be telling me the city dies from all the murdering, gang banging, and drug dealing. Every 30 hours they find another body with some slugs in them. And ain't no blood in it. This an ill state, nigga, and ain't no love in it. Now we gon' start with the south side, where GDs and BDs and Blackstones don't coincide. So let me be your tour guide. So when you in a certain area, you will know what that hood cries. Now let's start with the folks, yo, where folks will throw up the four signs. The niggas, they know they closer. At 49th, the states don't mingle, but just a few buildings north, you got BDs on the free fingers.
Hey, man.
Hey, yo, man. What up?
Hey, man. Put your right left in your right foot and walk with me, dog.
You say what now?
I said put your right foot in your left foot with me and walk with me, dog.
Fuck out of here, son.
Hey, man, it's a conversation, man, with Case, man, and Dennis Lyon, man. This Case show, man, I don't know what we be talking about, man. We be doing roundtables and everything, man. Each and every Wednesday, this is how we get down, 7:30 Central Standard Time. If you don't call in, 347-838-9106, Case going to do something to y'all. I don't know what he do, but he be doing a lot of strange things for some change. He going to be not getting that, huh?
Right.
Hey, man,
if
they don't call in, we're going to do one of these. They heard one of them a long time, did they?
A long time, son.
Man, we on the conversation, man. We 17, 18, 19,000 strong, dog. I don't know if you heard that, man. We almost there, man. We thought we was going to be 20,000 by the summertime, man. Man, we were going to be 20,000 by Saturday, dog. How you feel about that, dog?
No.
How you feel about that, Kate?
Man, it's lovely. It's lovely, man. I'm happy to hear that, you know, we hitting them numbers up and making them numbers. Now all we got to do is, you know, get more people to call in and come in, you know, hang out with us.
That's all we need, man. I mean, it's just like, man, people scared, man, you know, to call in, man. They know the number 347-838-9106. I'm going to press some buttons today, man. I'm going in on baby mamas. I'm going in on everybody today, dog. I'm really going there, man. I hope Pastor Mo ain't listening, dog. I think he is listening. Just don't hit the number one button, Pastor Mo, because I'm going in today, man.
So and anybody can, huh? You the can, man. Anybody can, huh?
Man, I'm popping holy water and sweating today, dog. It's going down.
I got a couple, man, hot topics, man, you know, for the urban community that I think, you know, they need to be getting on top of, man. We're going to talk more today about these genetically modified organisms, which is known as GMOs, you know what I'm saying, and a bill, while everybody is sleeping and worried about their day-to-day and bills and everything, you know what I'm saying, that they got to pay and headaches with the kids and, you know, things like that. Obama pretty much signed the GMO law, you know what I'm saying. We're going to hear more about that later in the show, you know what I'm saying. Got a couple clips I'm going to play. You know, to all the callers out there that be rocking with us, man, go ahead and, you know, call in. The number's 1-347-838-9106. Once again, 1-347-838-9106. But, man, yo, Dennis, man, how you feeling, man?
Hey, man, I'm good, man. I'm a little heated a little bit right about now, man. But I'm cool, though, man. I'm feeling good. Actually, I'm not even. I feel good, dog. I'm going to be honest with you. I feel real good, man. I just want to, you know, say that I'm grateful, man, to be on your show, man. And, you know what I'm saying, and just to be here, man, and just breathing this air every day. You feel what I'm saying? I'm just happy right now.
Okay, man. Yeah, same thing, man, same thing. The weather was kind of good today, man.
Absolutely, man. It's supposed to rain and snow tomorrow, man. This is going to blizzard on Friday, so I don't know, man.
And this is some weird-ass weather, man. You know, a couple days, you know, we get snow. Then we get, you know, some summer-type weather. I mean, yo, man, you don't never know what you're going to get waking up in this weather, man. But, yo, did you hit him with the intro song yet, man? Because, you know, I never get my intro song when I'm rocking on here, man. It kind of makes me mad.
You want your intro, Joe?
Man, you got to hit him with the intro song, man. Give him that one song, and then we're going to jump deep into these conversations, man. This food. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple other things that went on inside the news. You know, that's some crazy stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? Keep rocking with us, man. Go ahead. This is Joey Badass with Snakes in the Cut. Let's get it.
Play your intro.
Yo, DJ, you got that on deck for me?
Hey, man, yeah, I got it on deck, man. I'm just trying to see if you prepared, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm asking you. I'm waiting for the DJ to get it popping in.
Hey, man, we're going to blame that on Pastor Mo.
Hey. You. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace. On-time home repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com. The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.
Okay. Okay, trying to figure this thing out. Hey, man, hey, Case.
Yeah, what up, B?
Hey, man, I want to drop your stuff, man, but, I'm trying to figure you out, man. What you want me to do? I give you an intro if you want one, though.
Yo, I ain't get one intro today, son. I don't even know exactly, man. What's up with the DJ, man? How you lose the intro for the show, man?
I don't know, man. That's crazy, dog. It's in him, man. I just want to know.
Anyway, you know what? Skip the intro, man. Let's do this. I'm gonna go ahead and get this first clip popping, man, because I really want to get into this, man. We talking about basically genetically modify organisms, which is GMOs, you know what I'm saying, which they're doing to the foods nowadays, all the crops, the vegetables, the fruits and things like that. Why are they doing it? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Basically, they claiming that, they can produce food faster and things like that, but is it a side effect to them things? You know what I'm saying? So, while y'all was sleeping this week, worried about Korea and they bombs and nukes and things like that, which nobody else was worried about, this is what was going on. So here we go with the first clip.
President Obama this week signed into
the middle class and the wealthy and the super rich does not come down to the suffering, working poor and those who have no jobs. And no future. There are nearly 50 million Americans living in poverty. Where is their voice in the Congress when Congress is bowing to the industrialists, bowing to corporate America, bowing to those who would destroy democracy? Where is the voice for the little man, the little woman? The little white man and woman that works hard, the little brown man the little black man, the little Asian that works hard, where is their voice today? Soon we will talk to you about a law just signed into law by President Obama, a law written by Monsanto and then carried to Congress by a U.S. Senator Blunt, and now it is a law that genetically modified organisms that will be put on the people of America and the people of the world. And if we get sick or die from eating these organisms, this law has already stripped those who might suffer from any recourse or redress in the federal courts of America.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yo.
Okay, that was the clip?
Oh, yeah, man. My bad. You know what? I started actually talking. I didn't even notice my phone was on mute. But anyway, yeah, that was Louis Farrakhan, man. He was talking basically about Obama signing his law with Monsanto on the GMO things. I think it was this week or last week. So where everybody was worried about Korea and nuke bombs and things like that, you know, these was the type of things that was going on under our noses and everything. So, you know, just so, you know, I'm not being biased to, you know, our mixed crowd out there, you know what I'm saying, a different, diverse people, I'm going to play a clip from the news to just, you know, reassure y'all that this was real and it did get signed, you know, for foods to, you know, be slipped in under our nose. And if we get sick about it, there's nothing we can do about it. You know what I'm saying? Because they have a bill where basically they just basically testing the food out on people, testing what they, you know, basically want out on people.
Wow. Hey, the Masato's cat, who is Masato's? Where he from?
No. I don't think it's like one cat. It's like a corporation.
Okay.
Basically, they whole thing, what they do is they got like a lab, man, where they break down seeds and stuff like that, and you know they can manipulate it and take in like certain nutritions, put stuff in, take stuff out, and we already know what happens when you know man start messing with nature.
Wow.
You know what I'm
right,
saying?
We don't
anything that man makes is not good for you at all.
Really?
I mean, not anything, you know what I'm saying, off of back. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying food-wise, you know what I'm saying? Processed foods are not good for you. We know this already. So anything
right,
that man make is going to be processed, unless it's natural.
Right, yeah, I know you're saying like canned goods and stuff like that.
Yeah, basically they processing food. And, you know, since you said that, you know, a couple stores actually didn't sign off with the Monsanto thing, like Aldi's for one, which was a really big shocker to me. Aldi's for one. Who else was one? Jewel. And it was a couple more. I don't know them right off the top, but, you know, I know Whole Food is actually, like, Monsanto owns a share in Whole Food.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, Whole Food. So, you know, where everybody think they're going to get clean food and all of that, you still getting GMO foods. And, you know, for all the people who don't know what GMO foods is, genetically modified organisms. This is where they take, they splice, they break down, you know what I'm saying, certain, certain cells, I guess, of the seed and everything. They could take in nutrients, add them, you know, take them out or whatever. And now you got the animals. This is the funny thing. You have the animals that's normally living off of corn and things like this is now consuming these things and you eating meat. So you getting it one way or another. You dig
okay.
what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, man, I see we got calls. Ain't nobody pressing the one button. You know what I'm saying? If y'all rocking, just press the one button, man. Y'all always call in and just sit there and chill.
Well, I mean, well, you know, a lot of people, man, call in too, man. They just want to, you know, pretty much just want to hear what's going on. I mean, dog, when we teach them, man, just teach, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they're going to hit that button. I mean, like, we get a lot of calls all the time, man. So, you know, I know every time we do something or we record, you know, a lot of the listeners, you know what I'm saying, mainly they mainly are internet-based. And then they are, you know, so they do call in just to listen in. And that's all right, too, you know what I'm saying? Like, they always come in like on archives, you know, so they record or whatever. But, you know, I look at it like this, man. Every time we go in, you know what I'm saying, it's about the teaching, man. So, you know, if they hit that one button, cool. They don't, man. It's cool, too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you banging them. You know what I'm saying? You know, tell me a little bit more about the genetic stuff, man. I want to know, dog. You know, I'm eating some chicken and, you know, is it, you know, is that genetic? Is that like, does that mean like cloning? Are they reproducing?
It's not even just the fruits and vegetables, man. It's the meat. You know what I'm saying? It's the seafood. It go all the way down to the seafood. You know what I'm saying? All the way to the, from the produce to the seafood, to the poultry. You dig what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's like, man, these people were, basically playing with people's livelihood. They already control working, you know, the whole financial market. They control that already. And now they control the food market. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah. It was just actually another law that was protecting people, because what was going to happen was, I think it was Proposition 14, I think it might have been. Proposition 14 stated where companies that use GMO ingredients was going to have to list on their food, you know what I'm saying, inside major retail stores that it was GMO, you know, on it. Now, you had companies like, I don't even want to say, I think it was Pepsi, the people who make the Naked juices and things like that, the companies that we thought was cool, you know, we had companies actually paying millions of dollars to get that, you know, that law vetoed, because they didn't want to list, you know, on their foods that they was using GMO ingredients.
Oh, really?
So, you know, you walking down the aisle of Jewel or something, and you see some Pop-Tarts on the front of it that have to been said made with GMO ingredients. But they put up millions of dollars so they wouldn't have to do that. So, you know, we think, man, I mean, I'm really starting to believe that, well, you know, I'm not even really starting to believe. I know for a fact that America is ran by corporations, man.
Right. That's why they say, man, if the United States was ran by, like, a business, it'd probably be a better, you know, saying United States of America. So, I mean, you already know who's saying that, you know what I'm saying? But, like, with this GMO, what I'm trying to kind of understand a little bit on it is, and I'll just walk me through it a little bit. Now, they paid all this money so that way you can't, so they don't put it on there, but yet still, the GMO is really supposed to do, like, what? Like, is it, how is it saving money for them? You see what I'm saying? Like, why are they sprinkling these ingredients in this? I mean, are they just trying to, I mean, you know, what's the reason for it? Is what I'm saying.
See, man, my whole thing, like, I'm not, you know, I can't come up and tell you, you know, why they doing it straight off the top. You know, I know population control is one of the reasons why they doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But then in the same breath, you know what I'm saying, it seems like the money, but they make the money. Basically, man, it's total control. I think a lot of these things is not even really done. You know, they done to help with the population control. But I think most of this shit, man, is nothing but live experiments, man. To
wow.
Be real. Experiments.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So,
I think, wait, hold up real quick. I think we at a time where they think, well, okay, what if we do get overpopulated? Then, you know, we got these GMO foods that grow faster to feed the people and things like that, kill them off faster or whatever. I mean, I don't know how them people minds think. I just know one thing, like, you know, I'm here to warn people, you know, GMO foods are not good for you. And, you know, women be wondering why they got breast cancer. I think, man, you discussed this before. If you think in the early 90s, it wasn't a lot of women running around with this pink ribbon around they, you know, chest or whatever, you know, for breast cancer thing. But then we get in the 2000 era and all of these women is getting breast cancer. I mean, it's shocking.
Well, I see what you're saying. Right. Yeah, I know.
It makes you wonder, but go ahead, what you was going to say?
I was going to say men are getting it too. You know, I know a couple people that died from it, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know if it was genetic or if it was because of a person, you know what I'm saying, ate off of it or it was the food. I don't know, man, but it's just the fact
that... Wait, come again. You talking about breast cancer? You know some dudes that had it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I knew people that knew somebody that had it.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. And it's just, I don't know if it was genetic, I don't know if it was hereditary, I don't know if it was because of the food. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? It's just what's making me kind of upset is, you know, how can a person or people just do all this just because of money to use human beings as guinea pigs? You see what I'm saying? Like, that's what's kind of messing with me a little bit, you feel me?
Right. I mean, okay, and another thing like this, man, if these are the questions that, you know, our listeners should really ask themselves like this. Early 80s and 90s. You looked at the little boys, you know, we could tell when a little shorty, you know, was something wrong with him, like, okay, man, there's going to be something wrong with that shorty, like, he going to be gay or something like that, or funny or something like that. You know what I'm saying? You walk in the room, out of five black men, you will have maybe one gay dude, a dude undercover, and other dudes. Now you walk up in the room, it's like four gay dudes and one straight dude and three gay. You know what I'm saying? It's like you got to ask yourself them questions. How in the hell is everybody getting breast cancer and all of these dudes is turning gay and all of these other weird-ass cancers is coming up? You got to ask yourself that question. If it wasn't there before, then how did it get here now?
I feel you. So you think that the food is kind of playing a role with the femininity in men?
Oh, the feminine? Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, come on, man. We had the United States Army that admitted. That's why, you know, the funny thing in the end, we can't even say that we didn't know. Let's just say that, you know, these people don't get their way and they get, you know, brought down or somebody bring them out or out them like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like we can't say that we didn't know. The problem is the general public, man, we just don't listen. You know what I'm saying? The United States stated on Fox News, you can look this up at, I think it's News Archives, or you can look it up on YouTube. The United States stated this. They said, they was working on, or they possessed it, a bomb to make people homosexual. Think about that for a second. A bomb, a chemical agent to make people homosexual.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about that. Yeah, tell me a little bit more about it.
No, I'm just saying, they was talking to them about, you know, I think it was chemical warfare. And they discussed two bombs. They said this right on TV. They have a bomb specifically designed to only attack black DNA. Like, only black DNA. The chemicals will only harm us. Now, that
wow.
Then they said the gay bomb. Then you start to think, okay, hold on. Wait one second. They can't cure cancer. They can't cure AIDS. They got all these other weird diseases out here, but yet they can spend money to make bombs to hurt black people, to make bombs to make people gay.
Wow.
I mean,
that's deep,
just, that's just something to think about. So when you asking, is the food a part of these dudes turning feminine? Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. I have never in my life, and I have nothing against homosexual people, but I have never in my life seen so many homosexual people at one time.
Really?
Like, nah, I can't remember what part of my life, you know, but now have I seen so many homosexual people. So I get to thinking, okay, maybe it's just a fad, maybe it's just a trend, but then you get to thinking, look at the times we living in, man. I mean, you seeing all types of weird-ass diseases that you ain't never even heard of.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if they not feeding medicine into you, they give you your ass disease.
Wow. So you think it's more so, I mean, like, again, do it come down to just because it's a business base? They're trying to make money so they could, you know, make this medicine? You know what I'm saying?
I think it's a controlling factor, man. I mean, I think they have to control people all around the board in order to win the game. You know what I'm saying? And that's basically controlling a person's health. And we know you need health. We know you need health for everything.
Right.
You need health for everything. You dig what I'm saying? I mean, I hate to jump into this and do this. Like, let's just say for a second that everything was metaphysical, right? Let's say, like you said this to me before. You said, if you think about it and you have good thoughts about it, and you project those out into the universe, you're going to get that, right?
Right.
If you walk around happy, we all know this, you know what I'm saying? They got books called A Secret and everything, and those basically tell you the ancient ways, how they used to walk around, you know what I'm saying? But along the line, people became corrupted and, you know, started to... And really, I don't even think it's the corruption of doing something to someone. You know what I'm saying? We all think that biggest law is just doing something to someone. I think the more of the story is not to hurt yourself, basically.
Hmm.
You see where I'm going?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
No, so I'm just, what the... Man, my bad. Something came across the screen, and man, my bad. So, wait, where I left off at?
My bad, man.
I dropped the ball somewhere. Where I left off at?
You said it's basically.
Oh, no. It's not to hurt. My bad. I'm back. Not to basically hurt yourself, you know what I'm saying, in the long run with doing things. So, you know what I'm saying, like, the system basically is set up so you can think 24 hours a day. You know, if you think people fighting with themselves 24 hours a day, bills, you got to raise your kids, you know what I'm saying, people want to be things that they can't be at the moment and things like that. So I think the whole moral of the story is just to keep people in a depressed stage. You know what I'm saying? Take a person's health where they can't think. You know what I'm saying? They can't be defeated if a person don't got their health.
That's true. I mean, that's one. And also, two is mental. You know what I'm saying? It's mental. I could be a strong, healthy person, but if I'm not mentally fit, my body is useless.
Right.
You can do whatever you want to me. You know what I'm saying? But if I have a brain, you know, that's why everything, you know what I'm saying, it's like you know how they say, man, we can't go, one body can't go without the other or whatever it is in your body. I mean, You know, people got to just be happy that they are able to just function, man, just to wiggle their toes, their feet, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? That's why I always say, man, it's really no room for being real lazy. You know what I'm saying? Now, if it's something you don't like doing or you can't get to it or something like that, it's very understandable. You know what I'm saying? Make time for it or whatever. You know, like us, like for me, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, it's so much stuff going on. It's never enough time in the day, you know, to try to get to what you're trying to get to. And just to make a long story short, it's just that if you're able and you mentally fit, you could take care of it, you know what I'm saying, or try to make the time for it or try to get to it. But if you ain't mentally able or stable, you're just a walking host. You know what I'm saying? You're just a walking body, man. You know what I'm saying? And I think that it goes back to that GSO. If you're saying that they don't want to put it on the box or the label, what is it called?
GMO.
Yeah, that GMO. If they can't put it on the body, then it's meaningless. You see what I'm saying? Like they trying to trick it in you to get it into your system, so that way you could almost be like you could have this addiction to it. So it's like when it comes out, and let's say, for instance, GMO, let's say it's always been in chicken, and I'm just going to go there, and it's not trying to stereotype black people. Let's just say GMO has always been in chicken, right? Then we find out GMO is in chicken, and they know what GMO produces and what it does. You think a black person going to start eating chicken because, you know, it got GMO in it? You already got it embedded in my blood vessels. It's already in my brain. I'm already saying, okay, man, I'm going to eat this chicken. I don't care what's in it because it always been tasting good. Ain't nothing happened to me. But how do you know? What's the side effects of GMO? You know what I'm saying?
Right. We all have been down this road, you know what I'm saying, before. And I say this and I say it again. If white people not saying this, black people are not, most black people are not listening. Most unintelligent black people are not listening. Until a white person tell you, oh, this is not good for you to eat. You know what I'm saying? If a black person come and tell you, look, man, they got this up in there, man. You know, most older black people go, I ain't never heard that before. I've been eating this for years. But see, they don't understand that, you know what I'm saying, a couple of years ago, that wasn't what they was eating. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You almost want to ask them, well, a couple of years ago, did you have diabetes, high blood pressure, and did you have cancer of your toe? Yeah, I'm just saying, making up something. Did you have cancer of your toe then?
Right.
So, you know, people got to use logical thinking nowadays, man. I mean, stuff is not rocket science. Not rocket science at all. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wondering, okay, man, what's this GMO stuff that they got all up in the news and everything like that? It's like a lot of things, man, that they put up in the news that people just miss that's, you know, got to do with people's livelihoods. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, we've been talking right now. I think what 30 minutes, man. We're gonna take a quick commercial. I'm gonna come back, man, and I'm gonna play y'all the rest of the clip. All right.
All right. Cool. Yeah. All right.
Get it.
I got you. All right. You know, hey. Matter of fact, before we play that commercial, what I want you to do is, if you can, play the clip one more time, and then we'll go to the second commercial. All right. Then we'll go to the second clip.
Okay,
all right,
let's get it.
The middle class.
Hey, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Keith, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show, that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
The Western Worldwide Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldwide.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldwide.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldwide.com.
The middle class and the wealthy and the super rich does not come down to the suffering, working poor and those who have no jobs and no future. There are nearly 50 million Americans living in poverty. Where is their voice in the Congress when Congress is bowing to the industrialists, bowing to corporate America, bowing to those who would destroy democracy? Where is the voice for the little man, the little woman, the little white man and woman that works hard, the little brown man, the little black man, the little Asian that works hard? Where is their voice today? Soon we will talk to you about a law just signed into law by President Obama, a law written by Monsanto and then carried to Congress by a U.S. Senator Blunt, and now it is a law that genetically modified organisms that will be put on the people of America and the people of the world. And if we get sick or die from eating these organisms, this law has already stripped those who might suffer from any recourse or redress in the federal courts of America.
All right, and we back with the conversation with your host, Case, and Dennis Lobb. So Dennis, man, I didn't get, you know, your whole take on what he was saying, man. What you think about the law that was passed under people's, right under people's nose, man?
I mean, I think, you know, the way that it's been put out there, man, you know, it's kind of bogus, you know what I'm saying, I'm used to it, man, because, you know what I'm saying, if you don't pay attention to tune in, man, you'll miss it, man. They put stuff right up on our noses every day, man. You know what I'm saying? And see, it got to take, like, for a leader or somebody to come out and, you know, and speak upon it. You know what I'm saying? Just like how we had a show, we got to come out and speak for the people, man. That's why you got to support. So that way, if, you know, you're not paying attention to it, at least that way, people that know you, that's cool with you, or that could trust you, you know what I'm saying, could relate this type of information to you. You feel me? Like, it's just like a...
Wait, if you think about this, if they doing this GMO now, and back then they had all of these little government plans to help all black people, I'm kind of just wondering how long they've been experimenting on people, man.
Right.
You know, that's the type of things that make me start to wonder, you know what I'm saying, how long they've been experimenting on people. Because if you look, black people just have some type of problems, man, that other people just don't have, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we just got some type of problems other people don't have. But anyway, back to the GMO fools, man. That's another thing that's playing a part in our community, man. Because if you look now, these little girls, man, 12, 13 years old, man, look like they're about 20 years old nowadays.
Oh, so they kind of like get like they got like that growth hormone stuff in it too?
Yeah, I mean, basically what happens was, man, basically the way a doggone priest broke it down when he was asked what people should be consuming. And, you know, one of the black people brought up being a vegan and being a vegetarian and things like that. And he basically broke it down by saying he wouldn't recommend that because, you know what I'm saying, like the body needs certain fats and certain yeast, and you know what I'm saying, and it only comes from certain meats and things like that. But, you know, you can't do, you're supposed to do anything. You can't do overdo anything because you'll get sick, basically. You dig what I'm saying? Well, he said now today when he said he wouldn't eat the meat and the food, you know what I'm saying, in the United States nowadays because these are not even really animals no more. These are genetically modified organisms. They monsters, basically. They're experiments. I mean, if you look at half of these cows, dude, like if you look at a real cow, you want to see a real cow, please go look at a picture in Mexico or Spain or somewhere, some foreign country where a cow look like a cow, and then you look at an American cow and look at an African cow, and you look like, holy shit. The African cow look like it's on crack. The American cow look like it's been eating a bunch of crack.
So you said, like, it's not really funny, but I'm just saying, like, you said a cow in Mexico look more like a bull.
No, a cow in Mexico would be more, you know what I'm saying, like in a foreign place would be, you know, more like a regular-sized cow, like a regular-sized cow. If you look at half these cows here, man, it's like, whoa, what the hell? It looked like two cows.
I see.
You know what I'm saying? Have you ever, like, just walked up to a certain food chain or, you know, restaurant or, you know, store like Moulin Oyster, for instance. You ever see them big-ass chicken wings? You ever see them big-ass chicken wings that they have, man?
With extra mild sauce, yeah.
Like, nah, man, them wings is like the size of your hand, dude. There's no such thing on earth, no plates, no way, no how, no chicken wings is that damn big. So, you know, I believe a lot of that GMO stuff came into the black neighborhoods first, and now they starting to really, really break worldwide with it because now they have a GMO fish where they took a stingray and some type of salmon fish and mixed it together so they can produce a bigger fish to have more portions to sell. So this thing seems around, man, from these corporations. It's more like a control and a power thing, a control on that certain segment of the board. And I don't think it's just one person doing it. I think it's a bunch of people doing it, and they're in a race to do it before another corporation do it. You dig what I'm saying?
Right. Well, yeah, I dig exactly what you're saying, dog. I mean, you know, it's so crazy, man. The reason why them chicken wings are so big, yeah, think about it, man. When it's in the black community like that, what you think we're looking at? We're looking like, man, them wings huge, man. I want three of them. Them wings huge, man. I want four of them. Excellent pepper. You see what I'm saying? Like, it automatically, the bigger the better is how people look at it. But, you know, if you got the same mind about it, it's like, man, back in the 80s and the 70s, you know, well, I say the 80s. Back in the 80s, coming into the 90s, man, chicken wasn't that huge like that. You know what I'm saying? They started changing to 2001, 2002, maybe a little bit less than that. You know, but I didn't really notice the chicken and, you know, fish and all that stuff was like that huge until I got older. But you know what, though, dog? You know what? You go ahead. Say what you were going to say. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, and to speak about cancer real quick and a lot of these other crazy-ass diseases, like, people must understand, like, the body is designed to get the, rid itself of certain hormones. You dig what I'm saying? Our bodies are designed to rid ourselves of certain hormones. Like, we have hormones that act up and die off, men and women. But then when you put, like, hormones from animals and foreign hormones in the body don't know how to break it down, so the body ends up going crazy, and it becomes diseased. The body is not at ease anymore, so it's at a dis-ease now. So it creates
so that's kind of like people kind of give like a black person like prostate cancer, stuff like that, like what they say, barbecue sauce, all that stuff can really leads up to prostate in a black person.
No. What I'm basically saying is, like, a lot of these GMO foods produce hormones inside of our bodies, which in turn our bodies can't really, you know what I'm saying, throw off, you know, toxins and stuff. Our body is made to throw off toxins. But then there's other toxins that, you know, harder for our body to throw off. So then your body goes out of wax and it creates a what? A disease. You know what I'm saying? It's not at ease anymore. So it creates a disease, cancer, high blood pressure. And a lot of these diseases are simple to heal. If y'all been listening to the show, y'all been following us, y'all know DHealthStore.com. Check them out, man. I'm telling you, they very dope. Very dope.
Well, you know what?
I'm gonna put,
you know what?
What's
you
up?
What I was gonna say? I was gonna say, man, I'd bring a call in, man, and you know, maybe that, you know, the person been around the block for a little bit, you know what I'm saying? They probably could give you a little idea of when all this stuff landed, when it came in. What you wanna do?
Okay, let's do this. Let me hit him with the clip real quick. Let's hit him with the clip, then we'll run that call when we come back in. How about that?
All right, go ahead.
All right, just for to confirm, you know what I'm saying, that Farrakhan, because we know how black people is, we know how you black people is. I'm not a Muslim, you know what I'm saying, I'm not really into the whole religious thing, so, you know what I'm saying, I just wanted to inform y'all, because I know Farrakhan is a known figure in the black community, so I wanted y'all to hear him say it first. Now, y'all can hear from the white people or Caucasian people or whoever you, whatever you want to call them, but here's the other clip. Let's get it.
President Obama this week signed into law a bill that could have huge consequences on the future of food in the country. The Agricultural Appropriations Bill has been dubbed the Monsanto Protection Act by critics of the agricultural giant. That's because a provision in the law protects genetically modified seed patents from litigation over health risks. So if you get sick, too bad, you can't take it to court. Since being signed into law Tuesday, more than 250,000 people have signed a petition to President Obama. It says the law, quote, is unnecessary and an unprecedented attack on U.S. judicial review. Congress should not be meddling with the judicial review process based solely on the special interests of a handful of companies. Beyond what's in the bill, critics are angry about how it was passed, snuck into a huge agricultural bill without review by a committee. The law only remains in effect for 6 months, but opponents say this is an example of giant corporations trumping the health and safety rights of the average Joe. And that's not the only food news turning stomachs. The FDA is on its way to approving so-called Frankenfish. RT's Margaret Howell has more.
A genetically modified fish with spare parts is inches away from our food supply chain. The FDA is giving General Electric the go-ahead on an application that's been pending now for 2 years. What is this so-called Frankenfish anyway? Well, it's the biotech industry's genetically engineered fish that grows twice that of the normal rate of a real fish. That means it goes into the consumer market faster and at higher rates. This lab animal is loaded with questions that science just can't answer. The biggest one, how does this affect the health of somebody who eats it? Here's what we do know. The lab test of only 6 of these fish showed an elevated level of the growth hormone IGH-1, which has been linked to breast, colon, and prostate cancer. With the FDA's approval, this would be the first genetically modified animal allowed in the U.S. for consumption. This is important because this fish, it sets the regulatory precedent for every GMO animal after it. Consumer watchdog groups say not so fast. A concern that GE shares with them, this modified fish could escape into the wild, survive, and actually reproduce there. They say that they're only going to create the female salmon for now with 3 sets of DNA instead of the normal 2, rendering the fish infertile in 95% of the cases. The non-sterile fish may still reproduce with real fish in the wild, creating untold amounts of damage in the environment. Without GMO labeling, consumers would not be able to avoid the new fish when it arrives in grocery stores and fish markets. Do we really want to eat something that's genetic integrity is so questionable the company making it is afraid it will reproduce with a real fish? The next time you're at that fancy organic grocery store about to purchase an expensive piece of salmon, you may want to ask yourself, is this fish actually fish? In Washington, Margaret Howell, RT.
Wow. That's crazy, son. Can you imagine going to get some fish and is genetically DNA. Dude, these fishes, like they, how they had a catfish bone in them, man, they vertebrae, man, they backs and all this stuff, man, are starting to be really, you know, they start to like our backs, you know what I'm saying? Like they start to, they developing, you know what I'm saying, the way that we are. I know I've seen a fish, man, with an eyeball, man, look almost human. It's crazy, man. Man, what I'm going to do, man, I'm going to bring in a call, man. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, yeah. People can't say, man, my bad, my phone was moving, man. People can't say that they haven't been warned, dog. I mean, because they on the news, they telling people, they warning people. So, I mean, you know, let's be real, man. When something happens to people, they get to crying. But once again, I told y'all can get y'all health stuff at thehealthstore.com. Check them out. That's why I play that commercial, particularly for the urban people. So what's up, Billy? You ready to take that call, man?
I'm going to do it right now, man.
Who we got on there with us, man?
Hey, Carly on the line, who's this?
Hello. How you all doing?
I know that voice. How you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm blessed. How about you all?
Yeah,
well, anyway, good. Let's go back to the call. Your phone sounds kind of staticky.
Though. Yeah, your phone sounds kind of staticky. You got a lot of feedback.
Okay. How is it now?
Is it better? Go ahead. Yeah, it's a lot better. You cool.
Okay, well, first of all, let's go back to the FBA. At one point, America had their own flocks, and they also had their own seeds of food. Now, let's go back to where they had designed Mad Cow. Mad Cow was developed on the fact of the feed that, you know, the food, the seeds, and the things that they have fed the cows to for nutrition. Now, you have to understand, it was sad to say, but in this one state, a lot of children had started getting cancer because of the fact of the milk. The milk was diseased with toxic that developed this cancer in children because, you know, children drink milk. And then it started developing in people that eat beef. Now, the chicken, the reason why Obama is all on these people in the FBA is because of the fact that, have you seen the chicken coop lately? How all those chickens are piled up in those coops and they are filthy and they're nasty. These chickens are diseased anyway. First of all, let me tell you something. When you're in the business, anything bad, they still going to sell. They don't care who get it because it's all about a dollar. Now, turn around. Here it is, even with our land where our cattle eat grass and they eat wheat and they eat this, okay? A lot of this product now is coming from foreign countries. China's one of our number one countries where we get all products from, okay? Now, these have destroyed our animals and they have destroyed our crops. So let's not all be talk about meat. Let's be careful with also our vegetables and our fruit too. There has been a lot of things that has been rejected and stuff because of the fact that these things have formed cancer. They have eaten kidneys. They have also destroyed brain cells because of the fact that it is going into your body. Now let's go talk about how come you got fat meat now. And you got to also think about food coloring. Because even though it's red, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's red because it's protein. No, it's red because it may be certain dye in the meat. Because you have to understand that in the cell world, they got to make things look good to buy. But your thing is this. You need to pay attention to what you're doing. Now, you know, churches is number one with the fat chicken wings. Oh, my God. They can be so fat, them you look like you got a drumstick on a chicken leg. But the thing is this, they shoot those chickens up with what these athletes are using out here, this, what to make their muscles pump up.
Growth hormone steroids.
Okay, now you have to understand that these things are animals as well that cannot be produced as humans. Now, our testing out here in our system, they usually use mice, they use monkeys, they use a lot of those things to see, oh, well, yeah, it's fit for humans to conceive and to produce. But now things are going in the bloodline. See, this is where the disease kills, is in the bloodline. But now today, you know, it's hard to really go and just really use your backyard and just make your fresh vegetables. This is what people are doing, okay? People are really going, getting chickens on their own, and they're really sitting back in the back, and they're feeding it, and they're taking care of these chickens on their own. They're getting fresh chickens. They're getting fresh hens. They're getting fresh eggs, okay? But at the same time, you have to understand that things is also being sold. So when Obama come in and he talking about, well, he needs to make a change there, yes, he does, because these things that you are what you eat. Remember that. That's one of the main things that they always share with you in the society. You are what you eat, okay? Some people, they fast, they go with nothing. They eat certain time and they stop a certain time, certain seasons, certain herbs. It's not necessary, or you can just drink a proto drink or something. But at the same time, America is full of poison now because everybody is trying to have the fattest chicken. So that way, people looking at, oh, wow, this chicken is big, it's good. We want this chicken when you should be knowledge on what size of a real chicken should look like. Fresh chicken. You can smell me coming in the places now. You can look at it, and it used to be a lot of times back in the 50s, in the 60s, in the 40s, in the 30s, because we had more farms in America. We had our own natural this, our own natural that. Only products and only thing that people were really consuming in their bodies in America was American products. But now our food and all our things, all our candy, they even had candy that was made from China. And people wasn't realizing that they feeding their children lead. America need to come back and open up America. We still got crops and lands and farmers and stuff out here that they had shut down, tucked them out of business because of the fact that they see a better and a safer way. And at the same time, it was to better the person that put that in the system, of the government body.
Wait a minute.
Can you... The thing is that even with pills, they want to...
Case, can you?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. She probably, I think she just got the, she just going in, man. Go ahead, man.
Nah. I was going to say, I forgot what I was going to say. No, I was basically saying, she was saying like candy and stuff come from China. No, we're not talking about the foreign countries. We're talking about our own country. I mean, I played the news clip, and then I'm going to probably play it again of the lady saying how these GMOs is causing diseases, cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, all types of weird diseases is occurring inside of people from these foods already. Obama has already signed a petition for these foods, you know what I'm saying, to be let into the general population. They're already out there, you know what I'm saying? They're just not out there really in abundance, and they're not going to tell you, you know what I'm saying, that they're out there because companies pay good money to protect themselves so they won't have to reveal that they are GMO-based ingredients inside of their foods. It's the same kind of argument with that, what was that, the Chinese ingredient that they was using to make people eat more and more? Yo, Dennis, you with me? Yo, can y'all hear me?
Yo.
You there?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we had one black for a minute because I got like a weird static and everything just stopped.
Okay.
So
let's go to commercial, man. Go ahead, finish what you said, bro.
Man, right after that, right there, the little glitchy thing, man, I forgot what I was saying. Go ahead and play a commercial, we'll get back, man. Let me you know what I'm saying? Ask somebody around here what I was talking about. But go ahead and get into that commercial, man. Let's go.
Hey. You. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace. Do you suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumor, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At dhealthstore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butters, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'atra, dhealthstore.com, or call toll-free at 1-888-823-9416. dhealthstore.com.
All right, man, we back in the building, man.
Conversation with your host, Case, and Dennis live. Yo, Dennis, you there, man?
I'm back, man. I'm here, man. Can you hear me?
Okay, nah, man, mm-hmm. I got back where I'm at, man. What I was asking you was, what was that little ingredient that Chinese people was using to make people eat more and more?
You talking about as far as the Chinese people?
Yeah, wasn't it like MGM or something? It was some weird name.
He's talking about that. What is it? M? It's just stuff that they put in the in that sauce, that black sauce. I can't think of it right now. It'll come to me though. But I know something about that's that. That's what they use when you not the soy. Yeah, the soy sauce. It's like salt.
Basically, what it was, they said people was using it for was to make people hungry again, you know, to want to eat more and stuff like that. The reason why I brought that up is because, man, like, all of these big companies and corporations been trying to put stuff into people's food for a long time now. You know what I'm saying? This is nothing really new, you know what I'm saying? This is nothing new at all, so, you know. I don't know, man. I mean, you eat the fish nowadays or you eat the food nowadays, man. You never know what'll happen to you. I'd be kind of scared sometimes.
Yeah, you talking about the MSG.
MSG, there we go. There we go. I mean, you try to tell your people, you know what I'm saying, or you try to tell the people in the hood or in the streets, you know what I'm saying, to try to balance their diet out and add greens to it and more solids and things like that. And they, like, you know, look up at you crazy. Every person that I see, man, it's funny. Like you said, we could put our shows together, really. Think about this. You say you get on the train, you see people looking down. They looking at their phones, they looking at their pads, they looking at their laptops, right? Me,
right.
All I see is people, McDonald's, Subway. It's like people don't even cook anymore. It's like you don't even really see a lot of people in a grocery store anymore.
Well,
everybody getting McDonald's, Subway, the list just goes on and on, man. So, I mean, it's easy to control people because people are lazy too. I mean, the only reason these people get to pull these type of things like GMOs and controlling people's life is because people are too lazy or don't want to get off their ass. Like they said, do people want the truth? They think they want the truth. Nah, people can't handle the truth because in the end, if the truth came out, it'd scare the shit out of a lot of people that's comfortable with the way that they living right now.
Well, they sneaking the truth in right now, though. You know what I'm saying? Whether or not the truth is going to come out regardless, man. I don't care what it is, man. What you doing? How you doing? Man, the truth is going to hurt, man. I'd rather get hit. Like Kevin Hart had pulled up something. He said, I'd rather get hit, smacked in the face with the truth than to kiss a lie. And I think that's true. You know what I'm saying? I believe that, you know, be honest with me, man. I've been getting a lot of harsh feedback on a lot of things, man. You know what I'm saying? And what goes on in my life, man. And all I do is I sit back, I eat it, I intake it. You know what I'm saying? I try to be, you know what I'm saying, you know, godly with it, man. I try to be cool with it, man. But sometimes, man, people bring it out of you, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'd rather for you to be truthful with me in the beginning from day one, so that way I know that's just how you are. That's just the type of person that you are. I'd rather for you to keep it real, and that's how they say 1,000% with me, man, than to have me thinking that this is what you are today, and then tomorrow you totally something else. You know what I'm saying? Same goes like with baby mama drunk. You know what I'm saying? Like just that, all that stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, come on, man, be real. Be 100. I think you have a better chance, man, with people being truthful, then you will have a better chance with a person that's telling a lie. Because once you tell a lie, man, you got to keep up with that lie for the rest of your life, man. Once you tell the truth, man, you can go to sleep. Because they know how you are. You know? But,
yeah. Truthfully,
before you finish.
What?
Perfect example, before you finish. Like you said, them putting it on a box. If they were truthful with it, like, yeah, this is what it do. These are the side effects to it. This is what goes on with it. And slap it on a box. But if these granola bars, people ain't going to read it. They still going to get it, fam.
Right. I mean, yeah, I understand that. I mean, they're gonna lose a lot of money the same way like how the cigarette people had to put cancer, you know, was caused by cigarettes on their pants.
Right. I feel you. Well, you know what? I tell you what, man.
What's up?
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was gonna say how is the one thing that people can get around this GMO situation? Once again, you got time to search all of these dumbass blogs, you know, talking about celebrities all day. Type in GMO on Google and definitely look at a lot of the foods that's out there, a lot of the companies that participate with the GMO and Monsanto thing. I don't know a whole lot about it. I'm just, you know, informing the people about the GMO things. I heard about it a long time ago. I knew it was in food. Me, myself, I tried to, like, you know, put grass-fed meats in my diet and things like that and, you know, eat salads and get as much greens as possible and things like that. But, I mean, you just got to be careful and start learning these ingredients and learning these companies, you know, and not you know, mess with these companies. Somehow, some way, we got to boycott this and get this GMO shit out of our foods. Because think about this. Joe, think about this, Dennis. If people don't care about their food, now you consume your food into your body. It gives you nutrition. It gives you energy. If people don't care about that, then, I mean, people don't care about anything.
Wow, you know, why you say that?
If you don't care about your food that goes into your body, I mean, they telling people, look, we messing with the food, it can give you cancer and everything, and no person is really outraged. I mean, you have a couple people out there with picketing signs and everything, but why you don't have an abundance of people out there with picketing signs like, nah, we ain't going to go for that. Just like I said, you know how American freedom get taken? The American public gives it away. The American public gives the freedom away. That's exactly how American freedom. Freedom, the freedom that they supposed to have. They're supposed to have with, you know, big ass quotation marks on that. So, but anyway, man, you want to open up the round table? We still got Auntie Denise rocking with us.
Yes, he's still on, man. Let me bring him back in. Yo, Ma, your phone had went down for a minute, but you back on. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, one thing about people and their negativeness and stuff, okay, just like everybody, you got to take the bitter with the sweet. But one thing, when a person is being all negative towards you, that's because you got great talent within you. Thing is this, you know, sometimes you never know how a person really feel about you until you truly make them mad. But see, and then you know who really in your corner when the person is truly there. But see, it's hard to don't go around here and judge nothing and trying to figure out nothing. Just let them pull out their true color. Because once a person really show you who they really are, do you learn how to deal with them, okay? But see, our things is being sympathetic and all trying to be apologizing and all trying to feel sorry and trying to also give them that pass on forgiveness. Yeah, you can forgive, but you can never forget. Because one thing about everything, everybody got some great in them, but they just don't know how to use it at that time. And then they're jealous of another person that know how to use it and utilize their ways and get to where they need to go, okay? And if other people try to take somebody else's talent and try to make a money off of, that's America. That's what America always do. They build on somebody else's talent, somebody else's skill, somebody else's goal, okay? But everybody got good in them. But one thing I learned, my closest, like it's in the Bible, you can birth the enemy. That just let you know how close it can be. But at the same time, when somebody pull out their true color on you, you don't sit there and hesitate on trying to get away from that, because if you don't, then you're going to wish you had it at the end. And that's just how the system is. See, one thing, always remember, you are your own man. You are your own woman. Now, how you use it, then you use it. See, I'm over here going through something because I'm Poe, as they call me. Oh, you Poe, how low can you go? But guess what? God is high, and he put me higher than them. I didn't have to have a dollar in my pocket. But at the same time, my Lord put thousands of dollars worth of work out there that people that's making millions. You understand? Because, see, that's how it is. Jesus loves the poor people. Jesus loves the unclean hand people. But you got them, and it's nothing that changes. You got Pharisees over the Hebrew. You have the Jews over the Gentiles. you have Rome over, you see what I'm saying? You're always going to have a high over the lowest. But the thing is this, what you working with? Who are you? If you let somebody sit up there and degrade you, see, because you know they don't like auntie, they don't like mama, because you know why? I ain't going to sit up there and just let no anything be called no anything and no anybody. Because you know why? That's how you feel today. Now, when I turn the other cheek and you still want to sit there and label me, then it's time for me to throw out some labels around here and see how you feel. See, sometimes a person don't really know how you feel until you put that ball back on them. And you got the right to do it. Long you don't put your hands, the law is this. Long you don't put your hands on nobody, and long as you don't say anything where you're going to harm somebody, you can say whatever the hell you want to say. But see, as long as you're letting somebody that's argumental and petty and degrading say anything to you, and then you hold it like a magnet, then you chose that. So don't get mad.
Okay,
I had to learn that when people used to tell me, oh, you allow that. You allow that. When I used to be all bondable and upset about what people love, this and that, whoever it was that I care for or a position that I'm in and what they tell me, you allow that. And I had to learn. I used to get mad. I didn't allow that. That's what that person done. But then I had to learn what you allow that means. You accept it. If you didn't protect yourself when it was happening, then you allow that. So why are you getting upset about it? You put back out there what a person put out there to you. That's what they want you to do. And once you walk away, you ignore it, then that's what's wrong with America right now. They want to hold on to something that somebody said and did, not let go and forgive and move on to something better and constructive. See? But if you learn how to let go and let give and move on to something better and constructive, you always have something. You don't have peace of mind, it's nothing. So you don't let nobody just sit up there and just degrade you and talk to you and do all this to this and that to you. It's like some ladies around there carrying Gucci purse. Okay, yeah, I had to pay less purse, you know? Yeah, you know why I had to pay less purse? Because I had Gucci kids. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to throw a $100 purse in the closet where my children and my family can use that money. You see what I'm saying? Something that I'm going to see. Utilize everything you got. Save. Do what you want to do. Tell her what somebody else saying what you ain't doing. Because you know why? That's what they're going to say. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. Why? Because you're not doing this and that for me.
Well,
don't play that game. I'm going to do for you and I ain't going to do for me.
Right, right. Okay, well, that's cool. You know, I'm going to let you go for this job, but we got to take some more calls, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hey, caller, you on the line, 724 number 773? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Dennis.
Yeah, what's this?
Chris.
What's going on, Chris? How you doing?
I'm okay. I just thought I'd hop on to get in the conversation. I'm just listening.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Hey, yeah, you on with Pace, Dennis, and Mama Denise, man. We all in the building. Hey, Pace, what? Hey, man, I guess it's open discussion now, or?
No, we got basically an open discussion right now. So you know what I'm saying? If you calling in, you want to ask something or you want to talk about something, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm listening for right now.
Oh, no,
okay.
Basically, we just talking about, I'm going to run them clips back shortly, but we basically talking about Obama signed a new law with Monsanto, which is the corporation place that is, you know, making the genetically modified organism food, GMO foods. And, you know, they're reporting that GMO foods is causing cancers and various other diseases. So,
I mean,
just seeing how people feel about that.
I mean, they got to kill us off one way or another because they got to prepare themselves for the second and third generation. Ain't none of us going to live forever, but that should be our choice. That just means ain't nobody following the constitutional rights nor the Ten Commandments. If we're going to die, we should be able to die on our own, not just because of the intake of food that we need to survive or the water that we should drink. Not only are they putting it in our body, though, but when we decide to have a baby, our seeds is going to be affected by it also. So what's the difference between somebody getting pregnant, not being able to take care of a child, and getting an abortion? They just killing us off slowly but surely, basically.
Right. I mean, and, you know, basically, you know, there's studies out there saying that people are actually aging faster than they normally would be aging 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. And also that depends on what genes you come from also.
Right.
I mean,
right.
What you put in your... But it's just like those that never smoked, drank, did anything in their lifetime. They coming up with breast cancer, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cancers, and they suffering. And, you know, we got these people out here molesting these kids. They not suffering. You know what I mean? Certain
right.
shit just don't make a lot of sense to anybody. Just like over there in Iraq and shit, you see 5 and 6 years olds running around with Uzi machine guns and shit. You know, so they teaching them violence automatically.
I mean, I know we would love to, you know, take in the picture that they selling us of the world just being a very fucked up place, and you know, it's not true. You know what I'm saying? They say life is basically what you see through your eyes, basically what you make it. So you know what I'm saying? I mean, I know we live in shitty, you know, situations, but it's ways around it. You know what I'm saying? That's why
I totally agree with that.
Yeah,
I mean, but
yeah.
Not everybody got $1,500 to pay for no plane ticket just because they want to go see how people living in Hong Kong and China and all of that shit. But there's basically a hood in every, you know what I'm saying, part of the country where it's some of the poorest things. And, you know, people are trying to say, well, we're poorer over here than you are, and be thankful for what you have, you know. I think it's a lot of laziness that goes along with it, too, though.
Okay.
What if you was a person that created some love and grew up as hate? Do you think that hate is the one that's really ruling the world right now, that's really making the money, that's not caring about nobody? They doing whatever it is to get that paper? Do you think that's what's winning right now?
I mean, to be honest, it feels like this. Anybody is going to do something for a goddamn dollar paper bill. That's all it is. That piece of paper is causing so many deaths in the world. These kids is getting killed that live on blocks because there's different gang colors, which to me is just senseless people killing people. Don't nobody own no streets, no blocks, no property, no nothing. Instead of them trying to fix things in their neighborhood, they just corrupting them. And they feeding their own people the drugs for that same, you know what I'm saying, dollar piece, that piece of paper in every place. You know, I done watched some people that just, like some programs and some of these people over there in Iraq, they driving Hummers around just for fun, like dirt bikes and shit. You know what I mean? So why are they pretending that they just all so broke and, you know what I'm saying, United States ain't really doing shit for them? What do they do for us? They trying to kill us all.
Okay, basically, the media sells us images of different countries, okay, and it's up to us to choose to take in them images, and most of us end up taking them in anyway. You know what I'm saying? As far as like people, you know what I'm saying, I don't really buy the whole Muslim population in Middle East hating Americans because of their freedom. We have to understand there's other key factors that play in
them people having a dislike for us. I mean, first, I understand most Americans are arrogant as hell. Not only are white people ultra arrogant, it's like black people come right along with it and be arrogant. So the United States is a very arrogant ass country. I mean, we see they tell us, my son is dead. We walk past and we spit on the ground. We tell them our son is dead and the whole world's supposed to stop. So, you know, it kind of like people see that and they see the arrogance inside, you know, the whole thing. And it's kind of like that's the way they look at the thing. Now, do I think Muslims have it out for American people, you know, blowing up shit and doing things like that? Nah, I just think that's a whole, you know, the media selling it to you that selling it to people that way. And I mean, for God's sake, the people want the United States out of their country. I mean, they want them out of their country. You know, we all know this. People have had protests and everything. They said they want them out of their country and they don't want to leave. So, I mean, we know it's something else to that. So it's like we have to, as American people, I think we got to put our arrogance aside and see what our government is doing to other people and really step up and, you know, try to, you know, somehow fight against that account.
Okay, close my door, said that. I'll get you in a minute. You know, my whole thing, and you know what I'm saying, I believe in God. I can say I'm a religious person. Every individual, the Jews, the Muslims, the Christians, they still are all fucking sinners. All of them are sinners. They don't abide by the Quran. The Christians don't abide by the Bible. You know what I'm saying? They all believe in what's in this book, but it ain't been handed to them from Jesus Christ himself. So if somebody had to been the teacher, and yeah, of course, we all go to church, but we know that the church is for the broken. It's not for us to go in there and have somebody, they just going to open up their mouth and just preaching a psalm, you know what I'm saying, through the Bible, which is they're going to interpret their way. That's why we have so many different religions now. And, of course, everybody's religion can be used just like the constitutional right. You know what I'm saying? But in all reality, nobody's following by the constitutional rights. They're all fucking corrupt. Everything basically is just what people are living by day, what they see in their environment or what they believe in. And honestly, to be honest, foreign countries teach their foundations from the bottom on up, the respect, family-orientated, you know what I'm saying, sitting at the dinner table on Sunday, family time, and all of that. Other than that, it just seems like not everybody gets to see that side, but that's just because we're not teaching our kids the same thing. So they going outside in the streets is basically raising them. They see the dudes on the corner with the flashy cars and all of this. They want to know what's to it. They living poor. Mama not at home too often because she out working because she got to support them. Okay, well, they going to find an easy way out of things. They're going to get in trouble, join a gang, sell drugs, and it's just like it's just a circle of life. It makes no sense.
I mean, like I said, it's the values because bringing that up, I'm going to bring this up with the father whooping the two daughters for, I don't know if you've seen that video on the internet.
Yeah,
they was twerking and he whooped them and he actually went to jail for that.
I wouldn't give a damn. Deadly serious, I wouldn't give a damn.
Let me real quick put everybody up on the story for the people who ain't seen it. There's a video on the internet right now of a father whooping his daughters with an extension cord because they was making a butt-shaking video. They call it a twerking video, you know what I'm saying? And he busted them doing it. So he whooped them pretty damn good with an extension cord. Man ended up going to jail. The man ended up going to jail. You know what I'm saying? I don't agree that he should have went to jail. Do I agree that he should have whooped theirs the way he did? Yeah, I do, but I don't agree that he should have went to jail. I mean, I don't know what y'all take is on that.
I think on. Go ahead. I'm gonna say my lesson put on that too.
I mean, extension cord, that was a little far off. I don't believe that because that was the truth. I mean, that was basically a brutal beating. But think about it. How many girls is out here that don't even have a father like that, that does not pay their children no attention? And it's a known statistic that girls that don't have their fathers in their lives, they seek attention, affection through on the outside, through boys, through men, or whatever the case may be. People do not, people don't talk to their kids about sex. I don't see why. They need to. They need to promote this shit, not be against this shit, because if you promote it, they won't be so goddamn excited to see what's through it. So them on that video, that's a very provocative dance, and we all know that. Had I catched my daughter on there, she wouldn't be twerking her, and let alone she wouldn't switch again, just like them little girls. So if it took for that one man to do that, just think about how many more men now are going to start paying attention to their little girls and what they're putting up on Instagram and all kind of shit on Facebook. You know what I mean?
Like this, you know, I applaud them, man, because I mean, I was the first thing I could.
I can't hear you, Dennis.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah.
Can y'all hear me good? Okay.
I applaud them, man.
Hey, no. But you see how society is set up. They would rather for two little girls to be twerking and shaking their asses, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. And you know, showing them that it's okay to, you know, mistreat their bodies and act basically like prostitutes. It's okay to do that. But, you know,
right,
when the father disciplines them, like you said, there's girls that don't even have fathers in their life.
No.
Prostitutes, drug addicts that wish they had a father figure like that.
Absolutely.
You know, had whooped their ass and stuff like that. But society and the people who's governing it is saying no. It's okay and it's cool to make twerk videos. You're just being a kid, and when your kid is making twerk videos and shaking their ass like an adult in a provocative way, that it's okay,
right,
that the parents should just have a talk with them. No, me personally, I think more parents need to whoop their kids' ass like that, and maybe the, you know, people who's running the show would get it and say, okay, we need to come at it in a different way. There's too many kids getting their ass whooped.
Also, this is what I think. It's just like, you know, when your kids is a baby and the stove is on. That stove, you're telling them, don't touch it. Don't touch it. It's hot. Eventually, that kid is going to touch that stove because they want to know what's going to happen to them. So, therefore, it's like, since them girls was up on there twerking their asses, he could have used them as an example to see what the responses was going to be. And I guarantee you they would have got probably 100 responses talking about their nice asses and using provocative language towards them. And they think that it's cute when it's not. Your body is your temple. Like I was saying before, all attention ain't good attention, especially not for these young ladies.
It's okay to shake your ass, you know what I'm saying, and twerk it and be a stripper and get tattoos all over your body. It's cool. It's okay to be that. I mean, in this society, I mean, this is what they value. I mean, they have to value that because they don't reinforce other ways. I mean, I understand everybody want to be free to do what they want, but for God's sake, come on, man. Kid, when did it become that kids can do, you know what I'm saying, at the ages of 13, 14, and 15, just whatever the hell they want to do?
It happened when I was back in 16 and started having kids, and I'm 38 now, and I thank God I had boys when I was going having my children. But even back then, little girls were not doing what they're doing now. To me, the thing that the people are doing now, they doing a tattoo thing. That's their thing. Piercings was probably mine, but I don't understand why parents are so afraid to talk to their kids about sex. You know, you don't have to show you. First of all, you wouldn't want nobody to come up to you and meet you because they're not looking at your face. They're looking at how big your breast is. You know what I'm saying? They're not looking at it saying, hi, how you doing, what's your name, or shake your hand. They asking you, are those real? What size are they? Or just like a girl with a big behind got on these tight shorts and half of their cheeks hanging out. They looking for some form of attention. To me, that's an insecurity. You know what I'm saying? You trying to seek some form of attention that is not, nine times out of ten, it's not going to be good. That's where all these kids is getting kidnapped. My kids ask me all the time, why do I go outside with a big-ass T-shirt on? Because I know if I put on a tight top, niggas' heads going to be turning. They're going to be damn near running into poles, trying to hop out their cars. Them real? How big is it? You know what I'm saying? So I keep myself away from that, and I only use it when I need to. You know what I'm saying? Or if I'm going to go out someplace nice. I have a 15-year-old daughter, and I know she's probably done some things and put some things up on Facebook, but just like I had to use what she did and show her what the responses that she was getting, that made her open up her mind more to start saying, yeah, maybe she's right, I shouldn't do this.
Right.
You know what, man? I know you guys are talking about. Can you guys hear me now?
A little bit. Mr.
Dilla, your phone.
What about now?
Can
you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, basically, man, going back to the whooping the kid, man. At first, I used to didn't really condone it, man. I used to get whooped. You know what I'm saying? Real hard, stitch of cord, whatever my mama could grab. She had it, you know, so the whip, switch, whatever it was, it was right there. She on the phone, she could testify to it. But, I mean, my whole point is I used to try to grow up and say, okay, well, nah, because I was in the project. I mean, not the project, but coming up, living in Skokie and all that stuff. And then, you know, the way the kids was growing up, that we didn't really too much have to whoop them because they wasn't really that bad. You know what I'm saying? As they started getting older, then, yeah, okay, cool. I mean, I condone that. I mean, my man, he was mad. He was upset. He saw his daughter jiggling a booty, something he don't want to see. You see what I'm saying? And so he went in and you know, saying that, yeah, okay, I could say yeah to a degree. Yeah, okay, he didn't have to keep on whooping them that hard or whatever. But it's like when you mad at your kids, when is it time to really kind of stop on that situation? You know what I'm saying? For one, you know what I'm saying? I bet you ain't going to be twerking no more too soon now. That's all the world star, you know what I'm saying? Then on top of that, right now, man, come on, man. Honestly, you can get sex faster than you get a loaf of bread now. It's so easy to get now. You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
so the way it's being promoted, you know what I'm saying, the way sex is being promoted now is out there now. Like how you said it was, you know what I'm saying, it should be out there. It's out there. They putting it on TV now. It's on regular TV.
It's an industry.
It's going to sell regardless. And they start small. They had one guy, a porn star, man, he started promoting, you know what I'm saying, taking off his shirt, and he was selling it to little kids that's under 16 years old. He was just taking off his shirt, selling it for 99 cents. I don't know. I've got the dual name. I've got his name. But, I mean, he was doing it.
Who was on the shirt?
But I mean, he was taking off his shirt, you know what I'm saying, just showing his chest. And he was selling it for 99 cents. And they were selling it because he was from another country. And so he could sell it over here, and you can't do nothing about it because he's not from U.S. soil. You see what I'm saying? The USA soil, not U.S. soil. But my whole point is these little kids out here that's wearing these little skimpy stuff or whatever, man, the mothers and daddies let them do it. And then there's another thing is, too, is, okay, for instance, I'm not with my baby moms. Okay, now since I'm not with them, now you got it to where it's, you're not living in the same household. They want to be the mothers and the fathers now. So all you is now is just a bank. All you got to do is just pay this and pay that, and then when you're paying that, I allow you to see that person. When you're paying this, I allow you to do that. But the whole thing is you can't be the father figure, period. So I feel like a woman shouldn't even have to have the audacity to – unless you take care of your own, you the mother and the father, and you the single parent, you know what I'm saying, you're doing it, shouldn't have the right to say something about their child if they doing something that contributed to that child. But if you are the mother and you are the father, you got 100% right over everything. You feel me?
It's funny you mention that, Dennis, because I gave my daughter the option to this one specific thing that she really wanted. My daughter doesn't carry herself in a fast manner. She's very, very intelligent. Her conceitedness comes from her smarts, her brain. And I gave her the option. She said she wanted a tattoo. See, I always put my daughter through a test. So that test that I put her through against that tattoo thing, I was hoping that she was going to say, no, I don't think I should get the tattoo. I should wait until I'm 18. Well, this time she failed the test. And then her father supposedly saw it, but he hasn't been playing no part in her life. But my boy's father plays a lot of role in her life as her daddy. And when he saw it and he wanted to speak upon it, she says, I don't feel like he has any right to tell me anything because he doesn't come see me. He doesn't do anything for me, so he shouldn't have a right to speak upon something. Oh, now I got a tattoo. Now he wants to call me and he wants to talk to me about this tattoo. But anything else, like, he probably don't even know I got straight A's for the past 3 years. And I had to sit there and listen to my child about these things. Like, I'm not trying to cross him. I'm not trying to cross her. But at the same point, sometimes kids is right because we're not always right. And that man that whooped them kids with this fishing course, I guarantee you, them whoopings might have hurt them, but it hurted that man more than he had to whoop them like that. I guarantee you, for a fact. He probably sat in them cells and cried himself to death.
Well, you know what? You know what, though? I know we got a few more minutes, man, for Case get ready to start wrapping it up. And I definitely understand where you're coming at with it, man. It's just I'm going to say like this, man. It's different strokes for different folks when it comes down to, you know what I'm saying, raising your child or whatever. Now, me, I'm going to say like this, man. I can't talk about a man or talk about a woman when they raising their kid. You see what I'm saying? Because I wasn't a perfect father. You know what I'm saying? My father wasn't in my life. My mother raised me. My grandmother raised me. You know what I'm saying? So I was raised up under, you know what I'm saying, a single parent. You know what I'm saying? I saw the struggle. You know what I'm saying? I tried to do try to live in the same household with the mother. You know what I'm saying? And I thought it was going to work. In the beginning, but it didn't. But as I got older, I'm straight now. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing the family thing now. I mean, it's just how you brought up. You know what I'm saying? It's how not even how you brought up. It's how you communicate with the parent. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
If it's financial and it's money, you know what I'm saying? It's to the point to where I hear some women right now, they be like, man, I don't even care about the money. Just spend time with your child.
Exactly.
In my case, it wasn't even about that. It wasn't about, okay, I don't want to spend time with them or whatever. In my case, it's always, man, I was trying to create something, try to build something, to try to do something, and the time wasn't allotted all the time. And it wasn't about, okay, I got to do it on your time. Okay, why I got to do everything on your time? Now here it is, your kid is growing up under your roof, and I'm not talking about just you. Your kid is growing up under your roof, so now, of course, they're going to go and they're going to listen to the person, whoever the custodial parent, that's what we call it. They're going to listen to the custodial parent. And then now as the kids get older, they look at it like, okay, well, you know, why daddy is not coming around? Why daddy is not doing this? And he's like, man, I don't come around is because of what? I can't stand the mother. I can't stand what they're doing. The mother is a big old front. You know what I'm saying? You want to front and boast with everything that you're doing. And those are the things that kind of make it. And they say, well, it ain't got nothing to do with your child. But the child starts picking up on traits. You see what I'm saying? And then when you try to tell your defense to your child, the child not really trying to hear you right now because they're like, okay, well, man, so here it is. My mama's struggling and doing all this. But you're like, man, here it is. I'm taking care of this. Here go the paperwork right here. I'm showing them. That's all foreign to them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when you try to spend time with your kid, Or your kids, when you try to spend time with them, got a little bitterness there. You know what I'm saying? That you got to overlook or you got to try to tackle, or like you said, you got to hit it dead on. And if they old enough to understand, like for instance, perfect example. Then let Case do his thing. Perfect example. My son, just to tell you, I was furious when he got his first tattoo. You know, the mom let the boyfriend take my child to go get a tattoo. I told her not to do it. because I said my kid don't need a tattoo right now. But he was egging on and doing whatever it is. Once they got now my babies, they all got tattoos now. I said, once y'all got some tattoos, y'all consider grown now. You see what I'm saying? Because now you don't march yourself up, so now you grown. And my son will tell you in a heartbeat. My son be online with me all the time. He'll tell you in a heartbeat. I treat him like a young man. I don't treat him like he my kid. That's how I love him. He know, you know, his dad love him, but I treat him like a young man, a young adult. I respect him. Sometimes, you know, he might curse a little bit, but he respect me. You know, he hold his tongue. And he tell his friends, hey, y'all hold it down.
But you know what, Dennis? Tattoos is just what they're doing these days. Just like before that, people's was getting the piercings and stuff. Okay, and just like when we was kids, we went to the field house. We had games. We had things that kept us occupied. We ran track, played volleyball at, you know what I'm saying, at the field house. These kids don't have nothing these days like how it was
right.
with us. And now that they see Lil Wayne and they want to follow Lil Wayne, what do you expect? That's what they see. They want to be just like him when they grow up, I guess.
If you think about it, tattoos, basically, when you see half of these boys walking around with these damn tattoos everywhere, all over their faces and everything, what's the first
that's
thing
ridiculous.
You think? Very unprofessional.
Absolutely.
This person is not a professional. This person is not serious about anything at all. I mean, how could you take somebody like that serious and they got a Hello Kitty tattooed on their face?
That's crazy.
Right.
That's crazy. Well, you know what? No, I know you got that much time, but man, Christian, man, thanks for calling in, man. Mom Denise, thanks for calling in, man. We gotta get ready and give our closing remarks on everything. So, man, I appreciate the phone call and everything, man. If y'all want to stick around, y'all can, man, but I appreciate the call and everything.
Absolutely. You know, I'm following
you. Yeah, Christian, thanks for calling in, man. You always welcome to come kick it with us, man, anytime.
Of course.
So, and, yeah, you too, Auntie Denise, you always welcome to come kick it in. Pastor Mo, I know you out there watching it. Man, I got to come on your show and kick it a little more with y'all. We're going to go ahead and do these these final statements or whatever. So, you
okay.
Dylan, you that one?
Yeah, man, let's do a quick commercial, man. We'll come back and do the closing remarks.
Got you. Let's go.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go.
The Western World 1 Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now. By using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.
Yo, pay attention because it is the news time. The hip hop news.
Yo.
Yo, you bugging. You bugging. Hey, yo, you there?
I'm here, yo. Can you hear me?
Yeah. You said
okay.
You hit him with the news.
Yeah, I had to go ahead and make him laugh, man.
Yeah, hit him with the hip hop news.
Yeah,
nah,
but, we do that every Friday, man, but then I had to hit Case with it, man, and cracking them up. But, yeah, man, go ahead, man. It's closing remarks, man. I'd like to thank everybody for calling in, man, you know, and rocking with us, man, and having fun, man. Also, too, man, you know, man, I had a good time, man. We're going to have to talk about straight baby mama drama and baby daddy drama. Like, I really want to really put that in the black community, man, because it's crazy, man. And other than that, Case, man, it's on you, bro.
Oh, man. Shit, man. You know another good show, man. I'd like to thank everybody for calling in and rocking with us. Everybody who listened to us on the internet, hit us up at the email addresses, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, our Facebook, our Twitters, the website, Dennis World, Western World. Let me get that right, man. Westernworld.net.
.com.
I got it right? There we go. Everybody that's rocking with us. What's up?
Westernworld1.com.
Westernworld1.com. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that rock with us on there, you know, go on there, get the app. You know what I'm saying? Stay in touch with your boys. You know what I'm saying? Let us know how y'all liking the show. Send us some messages, man. You know, we got open topics Wednesdays. We got topics on Saturdays. We got the Friday hip-hop show. We got Thursday relationships. I mean, what else do you need? We got a full bag of entertainment for y'all, man.
Yeah, we banging them for they bucks, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hey, yo, real quick, let me just say this to the people out there. If y'all want commercials and everything, man, hit us up at that email and let us know. We'll find y'all a little slot to throw y'all up in there. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, bro.
We'll start talking to y'all last for advertisements.
Yeah, man. We advertise it all, man. Big and small. We do it all. You know what? Hey, man. So basically, man, I want to thank you, man, for, you know, enlightening us about the food. What is it called again? The abbreviation for it?
Oh, yeah. The genetically modified, man, the GMO foods and everything, man. I just wanted to run that across my peoples. You know what I'm saying? We didn't get a lot of callers that called in and knew a lot about the GMO food. I mean, I wish we did, and I wish there was more black people that would open up, you know what I'm saying, to sit down and talk about it. I mean, we got more time to, you know, talk about a whole bunch of useless other topics. You know what I'm saying? But when we get down to the real thing, you know, nobody wants to talk about that because everybody else is just, you know, they're just too busy. But anyway, for the people who did come out and join us, man, thank y'all very much. And, you know, we going to have another Wednesday for you with the conversation. That's all I can say for now.
Absolutely, man. And that's how we do it, man. I have fun, bro. Next week, man, we right here back at. I'm hitting with the lineup, Joe. So, man, dude, hey, man, I talk to you. I rap with you, bro.
What up?
I said, have fun, man. I said, other than that, man, I talk to you. I rap with you, bro. I'm going to close
it
out.
Yeah. All right, we out?
We out.
All right, you going to close them with a song or something?
Absolutely.
All right, let's go.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com. The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and westernworld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. westernworld1.com.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go.